During the next 30 minutes, the Voice of America presents a special program, Independence Day 1946, a tribute to a new republic, the Republic of the Philippines. The regularly scheduled feature, The Land and Its People, will be heard as usual at this time next Friday. Listen now to
Independence Day 1946.
Some 10,000 miles away from here, as I speak to you from New York City, the clock has marked off the hours of the first days which the people of the Philippines have known as citizens of a free and independent republic. Independence Day celebration yesterday and today in the Philippines is the culmination of a great enterprise, jointly undertaken by the people of America and the people of the Philippines. It is the end of a job which began 48 years ago, at the close of the Spanish-American War in 1898. The beginning of that job was not auspicious. The Filipino people were not receptive to American sovereignty.
So we finished our war for freedom, eh? But where's our independence? We've simply traded one master for another.
No, it is not like that, Juan. In the treaty, the Americans gave us their protection.
Protection? We can protect ourselves.
But how would we live in freedom with every nation at liberty to make war upon us? And who would buy our goods, provide our living? We have no trade.
Trade? A businessman's reasoning. I'm a soldier. I believe we should worry about a living when we are free to make it our own way.
No, the Filipinos did not welcome American protection. To many of them, the end of the war in 1898 was simply a transference of Spain's rule to America. They were deeply disappointed in the terms of the peace treaty. And so, in February 1899, hostilities began again and did not cease until April 1902. No, it was not a good beginning. Most Americans were reluctant to take on the responsibility of protecting a country outside their borders.
I don't approve of this Philippine business. We're not interested in an empire. I believe in free countries. After all, that's what we fought for here. Why should America be taking any part in what happens to the Philippines now that they're free of Spanish rule?
I don't see it either. I voted for President McKinley, but I don't understand his attitude, or the Congress either.
Look how far away we are, a whole Pacific Ocean between us. And I say we should tend to our own business. We got enough to worry about here in the United States.
The paper tonight says President McKinley has told the Filipino people that we'll protect them until they're strong enough to take care of themselves. But who knows when that'll be?
Independence for the Philippines began thus, with a heritage of mutual distrust, ignorance, suspicion, and misunderstanding. But from the first days of America's sovereignty, there were promising signs. One was the letter of instruction which President McKinley sent to the Second Philippine Commission, an American group sent to the Philippines to set up civil government in the islands. President McKinley said,
"Upon all officers and employees of the United States, both civil and military, should be impressed a sense of duty to observe not merely the material, but the personal and social rights of the people of the islands, and to treat them with the same courtesy and respect for their personal dignity that the people of the United States are accustomed to require from each other."
That was a milestone.